Blog Talk Radio.
My Block Radio. You're listening to the sound.
Send us a right now prosperity. Hallelujah.
I just want to thank God for all of you who have called in on today. I thank God for all of you who's listening in on today. I just thank God for everybody on today. Hallelujah. I just felt that song deep in my spirit. Hallelujah. I just want the Lord to just reign in my life. Hallelujah. Just like Seattle. I just want him just to take over my life and have his way in my life. We need the Lord reign on today. Hallelujah. To move forward in our life. To get the dew that he has in the morning, gently raining and rushing upon our hearts. Hallelujah. I'm your host, Evangelist Shonda Wiley, and I know today is not Friday, and I came to you last week on Tuesday, but tomorrow on Friday, we're just going to have a wonderful time in the Lord. Hallelujah. And I'm later on, whenever, you know, we have a caller in, and I'm going to see what the caller is. It might be the special guest that I want you all to talk about, so I don't want to go ahead of myself. But I just want to let you know that on today, I call it Terrific Trusting in God Thursday. Let me say it again for all of you listening on the airwaves. Terrific Trusting in God Thursday. Meaning is, whatever you want God to do, whatever you in need of God to do, on today, just trust in him and watch him do it for your life. Hallelujah. I just want to just let you know that God loves you, and if anybody else don't tell you on today, know that he loves you, and the best is yet to come. Hallelujah. Caller, you are on the air, and I want you to state your name, where you're calling from. Hallelujah.
Hey, man, this is Evangelist Jean, and I'm calling from Benton Harbor, Michigan.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, everyone, this is the call that I was waiting to call in. This is my sister, Vanna Jean. I know you all know her. She calls in almost every show. She was on my first show, her and Missionary Bobby Smith, and they turned out the airwaves, hallelujah. And she's on there a couple other times. And on tomorrow, October 22nd, she has something very anointed and appointed going on. And for all you people that's close by or even like to drive to hear a word from the Lord, I'm just going to let her just tell you all what is going on tomorrow, and we're going to talk more about that. Hallelujah. Evangelist Jean.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm excited. I am so excited. I'm hosting actually an empowerment conference. The theme is the weight of his glory. Oh my God, and it says a lot in itself, the weight of his glory. And I'm just so excited about what the Lord is going to do. This will be in the city of Benton Harbor, Michigan, at 246 Pipestone Bethel Christian Restoration Worship Center, where the pastor is Pastor Antoine Hesped. And it begins with a prayer breakfast. It starts at 8 o'clock. At 8 a.m. in the morning, and our speaker is First Lady Latrina Wells of Greater Community Christian Fellowship. We'll break, and then we'll come back for evening worship at 6 p.m., where our speaker will be Pastor Mary Hill. And this conference is to empower the people of God, to equip you, to push you forward into the things of God, them that have a call on their lives for the greater things in God, them that doesn't have a call, them that longs or their desires to be God has called them to be, but it's empowerment. So we're trying to empower you to move forward in your calling, in your gifting, and the things that God has called you to do and to be in this season of your life. So I'm just so excited. This is my first ever. The Lord gave it to me, and God has already just been moving mighty concerning it. I'm overwhelmed with excitement about what the Lord is going to do, and we have been having prayer, and I just feel really so the presence of the Lord in this. I'm telling you, it's going to be an awesome time. If you are in the area, Kalamazoo, South Bend, Grand Rapids, you will want to be. You do not want to miss this event. I'm telling you, hallelujah, and I'm just feeling in my soul. I don't want to get too excited, but I'm telling you in my spirit, hallelujah, I know God is going to have his way on tomorrow, so if you are close in this area, I'm telling you, you will want to be at 246 Pipestone in the city of Benton Harbor, Michigan, to receive what God is going to do on tomorrow morning and all day tomorrow. God bless you. Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I'm telling y'all, I'm not saying it because she's my sister, and yeah, I think I'm just boasting on her pride because she's my sister. But I'm telling you, I know this woman. If she wasn't my sister, I just know the fruits that she carried. Amen? Jesus said you could tell by the tree, but by the fruits that they carry. And this woman carried all the fruits of the Spirit. She carries that fruit that God wanted to have in Galatians 5. And I'm telling you, it's going to go down in Benton Harbor, Michigan on tomorrow. I'm telling y'all, all my listening viewers, I see all y'all tuning in now. All of you are listening just close by and just like to drive, you ought to go and get yourself together, pack it up, get the girls, get the boys, and go ahead and come on down here and get some of this. Even if you can't make it in the morning, come at night. But I'm telling you, it's not going to want to miss this conference. This is like one of the first empowerment conferences that we had in Benton Harbor in so long. So it's going to do something so great, and this air is going to shift the atmosphere. It's going to change lives and take people to the next level, the next dimension, the next realm in God, and to the heavenly places that some people of God is lacking. So I'm telling you, if you just want to hear a word from the Lord, you need to be in power in the Lord, you want to just feel his glory in the Lord, then you need to be at Rest, what is it called, Bethel Restoration Center? I think it's called Bethel Restoration Center. I was going to say Bethel Empowerment Center. Lord, maybe that's what it need to be called. But Bethel Restoration Center, if you just want to hear a word from the Lord. I'm telling you, I challenge all my listeners. I challenge all the people that's texting in and commenting. You should come on out tomorrow where God is going to show his glory. Hallelujah. And if any of you out there want to know what the glory is the power. And it's just all the attributes of God. It's the power. It's the love. It's the authority. It's the realm. It's the face, the shadow, the healing, the deliverance, the spiritual growth, the gain. Everything that we need in life is in the glory of God. Hallelujah. The Bible said in the book of Exodus that when Moses saw the glory of the Lord, that it empowered him, that when he came down, he had to put a veil over his face because the power of God was shining in his eyes, on his face, his hair got white as snow. I mean, he just began to get powerful in God. So if any one of you want to see the glory of God, come on out tomorrow. That's all I can say. I'm telling you, I'm saying just come have your plate out and be ready to eat what God has for you.
Is that
anything you have anything else to say?
Yes. I just wanted to say that for further information or for direction to the church, they can call area code 269-926-8555 or 269-861-0637.
Hey, man, repeat that again so they can hear. Because it's like you're fading in and out, so repeat that again so they can hear you.
I'm sorry. For further information or for directions to the church, you could call area code 269-926-8555, or you could call Evangelist Jean at 269-861-0637.
Amen, amen. I'm telling you, everyone, if you want to call in and talk to the top woman of God about our conference, or you want to text me, you know how to do so. The number is 917-889-7059. 917-889-7059, or you can text me or comment at www.blogtalkradio.com/Tashana Wiley, all one letters. You all the ones that are listening right now, you know how to text me and leave a comment or email me, because I'm telling you, on tomorrow it's going down. And I just want a special surprise guest to come on the air on right now. It's my niece Dominique Smith. Tomorrow's her birthday. And this is the first time that she ever went to church on her birthday, since she's, you know, really been gave her life to God. So she's going to experience something on tomorrow that she's never experienced. She's going to experience the glory of God, hallelujah, on her birthday. So I want her to get on the air and begin to tell the people how she feels about the conference tomorrow on her birthday. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I'm just really excited about what's going to take place by tomorrow. I heard it's going to be really lovely, so I'm ready to get into it and see what the word is on tomorrow and get wrapped up in it and just let it, the whole thing just flow through on my birthday. So I just thank God. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah. Amen, amen. That's what we call one of the babes in Christ. We call her the junior evangelist, the junior missionary. Hallelujah. I'm evangelist. You don't want to ask you a question. I'll hear somebody asking a random question. And the question is, what is your goals for tomorrow for the conference? And how would you see it affecting God's people in the area?
Amen.
You have your Vander James?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Did you hear the question that I asked you?
Yes, a very, very good question. What my goal is, what our goal is for this conference is to push people into their destiny, to push to give people the tools or to empower them to move to that next place in God, to that next dimension or next level or what it is to move into things of God. Just to push you, and you know, it's really for the people that God has called and chosen for such a time as this to move forward. Glory, hallelujah. And sometimes we go through things as people of God that has the call of God on their lives, oh, my God, that we really don't understand. You know, we go through things and we're wondering why this has happened or why that has happened. When we have a call, when we have a call in our lives sometimes, we have leaders that will hold us down or just different influences, you know, or what our mother was or what our father was. And it will hinder us sometimes, my God, from what I really feel the Holy Ghost in this. And it hinders us from moving in the things of God, you know, generational curses and just different things. So my goal, oh, my God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want people now, and this is my heart, I want people to reopen. I want their eyes to be open and realize that this is what I'm called to do. This is what God has called me to be. I want them to know what they're called to do and to be, and I want them to move forward in that. So my goal is, after this conference, people will say, oh, my God, there's a call in my life. They'll move forward. They'll know what they're called to do, or if you don't have a clue what you're called to do, that you'll seek the Lord on what God has called you to do and to be. And because everybody is given a gift, there's something that all of us need to be doing while we're on this earth. And so that's my goal, that they will be empowered to move forward in the things of God, knowing that we're called for a reason, knowing that you're here, you're alive for a reason, and to move in the things of God. They'll leave out just strengthened, they'll leave out encouraged, they'll leave out with the tools and all the information that they need to move forward in the things of God.
Amen, amen. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful answer.
Yeah. And another thing is experience. Oh, I'm sorry. Another thing is just to experience the conference. The theme of it is the weight of His glory. And so I want people to be able to experience the glory of God like never before. Oh, and you know when the glory shows up, hallelujah, things change. People are delivered. People are healed. People are set free in the name of Jesus. And so I want them to experience. My thing is sometimes we go to churches, different ministries. I'm not knocking anybody's ministry. But a lot of times we go in and we leave out the same way. But, honey, I'm telling you, because it's not the real. But I just believe that tomorrow that God is going to show up in a mighty way, that the glory of the Lord is going to show up, going to burn some things out. It's going to, oh, my God, it's going to set some people free. And people are going to be equipped and empowered to move in the things of God.
Amen, 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 amen. I know that. I'm telling you, I know that is true. The person that wrote this said, amen, yes, Lord. They said they're going to try to make it, but they're coming. Oh, wow, they're coming from Upper Peninsula area. So, praise God. I want you to come out on tomorrow. I'm telling you, you want to see the area. I mean, see the blessings of God and the glory of God come on out. I'm telling you, if you come to the area, you're going to be blessed. I'm telling you, tomorrow, I'm telling you, I just know it because after I've been seeking God even for my sister, and God let me know that it's going to open up some doors to some holy realms in this city. It's going to do some great things. And I'm telling you, a lot of people in Vanity don't even know nothing about the glory of God because they never truly experienced it because they have not really been in God's face enough to even ask Him to show Him His glory. See, Moses experienced the glory because he asked God, I just want to see you. I want to see your face. I'm not going anywhere if you're not going, and all I know you're going is you show me your glory. See, that's why he saw the glory, because he asked God for the glory. A lot of us don't know how to ask God for the glory. A lot of us have a personal relationship with God like Moses to even see some of the glory. So that's what God is going to do on tomorrow. Because, see, you ask God, show me your glory. I want to see your glory. So that's why he allows you to come to the weight of his glory, because he's going to, since he showed it to you, he's going to allow you to show it to others. And that's going to open up a lot of doors on people. Break some bands, some chains, some shackles, some jewels, some curses, some cords, some habits, all the mind force and satanic attacks is going to fall off because they're going to begin to experience the true glory of God. Hallelujah. And so That's what God is going to do on tomorrow. So I'm telling everybody, if you want to come on out to Bethel Restoration Center on tomorrow, Benton Harbor, Michigan, 49022. I've been digging the address again because I don't even know the address. Evander Jean. But when she get back on the air, I'm going to have her give you guys the address. I want to share a scripture with you all, with you guys all on today. And it's a scripture that the Lord gave me about contentment. And he wanted me to share this with you. It's Philippians 4, 11 through 13. And it says, I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it's to be in need. I know what it's to have plenty. I learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all things through Christ Jesus which strengthens me. Philippians 4, 11 to 13. And the Lord told me to let you all know today, to share this with everyone, that being content, he is content is rich. That means if you're content in whatever you're going through in your life or whatever it may be, you are rich in God. So God is going to just bless you on today. If you want to meditate on that scripture on today, go to Philippians 4, 11 to 13 yourself and read it and let God just give you some peace, some sense of peace in that on today. He's going to take you to another realm in that. I'm going to just let you know that, you know, if you're content in whatever you're going through. See, a lot of us have a lot of issues in our life and a lot of things, you know, and I'm not saying that I don't, because we are, you know, we are human and we go through our own tests, trials, tribulations. But a lot of us begin to worry about things that we don't need to worry about. We doubt things that need to be doubted about, and we get frustrated about things we don't need to get frustrated about. But the Lord is letting you know in this chapter and these verses that if you trust me, if you be content in me, I will make a way for you. I will open up a door for you. I will take care of all your problems and your worries and your doubts and your unbelief. He said, cast all your cares and anxieties upon me because I care for you. So that's what God has wanted us to know, that have faith in God. That's the main key here. Have faith in God. And if you have faith in God, he will give you everything that you want in your life. Jesus said, have faith in God to the disciples in Matthew 17. Have faith in God that you tell a mountain to move, and you have faith in great little mountain, it will move because you have told it to cast itself into the sea. And nothing, see here's what, nothing will be impossible for you. So if you have faith in God, you can do all things to Christ Jesus will strengthen you. So that's what goes back to Philippians 4, 11 to 13. I'm telling you, in this season of our life, God is just going to do some great things in our life. I want to share also another scripture with you is Genesis 28, verse 15. And it says, the Lord said, I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I promised you. A lot of you out there that have promises, prophecies, even very passages over your life that you know that God has ordained you and called you to do. So I want you to know on today, I'm talking about on today, at this very second, minute, and hour, that you know whatever God has told you, whatever he has said and commissioned you to do, he is not going to leave you until you have done what he has promised you. I think I need to read that again for all you listeners and all you who are tuned in right now, so you will know that this thing is real. And so you can meditate on this word on tonight, Genesis 28, verse 15. The Lord said, I am with you and will watch over you. Wherever you go, I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I've done what I have promised you. Meaning it's done. It's a done deal. Ain't nothing nobody can say about it. Ain't nothing nobody can do about it. Ain't nothing to take away from you. Whatever is for you, baby. I want you to know that on today. Whatever God has for you, it is going to get done. It is so. It is so. It is stamped, signed, sealed, and delivered with the blood of Jesus that sings it, and there's nothing nobody can do about it. Also in Genesis 1:8-28, it says the Lord told them to replenish the land, multiply in number, subdue it, have dominion, have authority over everything, the fowls in the air and the fish in the sea. He has given us authority, dominion, to subdue the land, replenish and multiply. That means we can speak a word into existence and it's done. The Bible says in Genesis 1 and Genesis 2 that God spoke a word and it was so and it was good. God spoke a word. Matthew 8 says Jesus spoke a word and it was so. That means the Bible spoke a word and it was so and it was done. So that meaning what? That you could speak a word and it is so. Also, the Bible says 2 Chronicles 7:1 that Solomon prayed. You can read it for yourself. 2 Chronicles 7:1. Solomon prayed, and when he prayed, the Lord did what he asked for, and fire from heaven fell down on the burnt offerings. So come on now, you can pray, and God will do whatever you ask him to do for you. You can pray, and God will do it. But let's take you back to scriptures. 1 John 5:14-15. This is the confidence that we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, then we know that he hears us. And since we know that he is, we know that we will have and receive whatever we ask for in prayer. That means it is a done deal, it's stamped, it's signed. There's nothing nobody can do about it. It's kind of like right now, if we get a check in the mail, and governor, well, I'm in Michigan, so my governor's Granholm. I don't know who your governor is, whatever state or state you are, but my governor here in Michigan is Granholm. And if I get a check in Granholm, stamp it, it's done. It's a done deal. Nobody can't do nothing about it. Nobody. Because she stamped it. If we get somebody out and President Barack Obama stamped, it's done. Whoever, it's done. So it's the same way with God. When God stamps something for you, it's a done deal. It's nothing that no one can do about it. It's nothing that no one can say about it because it is done. I want you all to hear this word. It is done. It is done. It is done. It is so. It is so. Stop worrying about the things of this world. Stop caring about it. The Bible says in Matthew 6, it says that if these earthly parents give their kids good gifts, how much more do you think that your heavenly Father would give you if you just ask him? That means whatever you want God to do for you in your life, he will do it for you. Whatever you want God to do for you in this season of your life, he will do it for you. You have not because you ask not. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Knock and the door shall open. Seek and you shall find. Whoever asks, receives. Whoever knocks, the door will be open. Whoever seeks, surely will find Jesus. So in this season of your life, I want you to seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you as well. You got to trust God with everything that you got. You got to trust him beyond measure. You got to trust him in your Lord of lords, your heart of hearts, your spirit of spirit, your soul of soul, your mind of mind. You got to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will surely direct your path. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Make your supplication known before God. Lay your petition before God because he's the God, and he gives you the peace that passes all understanding that will guard your heart. You got to trust him like never before. You got to depend on him like never before. You got to seek him like never before. You got to meditate on the word day and night. And when you do, he will make you successful and prosper in all that you do. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, he knows. He knows everything. He knows what's going on for you. Ask him. He just wants you to open up your mouth because Proverbs 18:21 says life and death is in the power of the tongue and those that eat the food of therein. James 3 says you can speak blessings out your mouth or you can speak curse, whatever you choose to do. The Bible says whatever a man thinketh, so is he. He said out of the abundance of the mouth, the heart speaks. So you just have to let your heart and your mouth line up together and let your heart think good things and think positive things and successful things and watch you have it out of your mouth because you believe it. He said if you believe, you will see whatever you ask for in prayer. You will receive that thing, whatever you ask for in prayer. See? Whatever you ask for. Jesus said everything is possible for him who believes. Everything. Do you hear this word? Everything. Proverbs 4:10 says, listen, accept what I say, and the years of your life will be many. Let me read this again. Listen. See that word? Listen to what the word of the Lord is saying. Accept what I say, and the years of your life will be many. Proverbs 4:10. What that means is whatever his word says, listen to it. Accept it of your life. See, a lot of us say, I receive that. But see, right now you could give me a piece of paper and I receive it for you, but I could throw it away. Or I could throw it out, I could lose it. So that means whether I took it, I received it from you, but I really truly didn't receive it because you know why? Because I lost it. I threw it away. I didn't really care about it. But if I accept what you give me, I'm going to put it in my purse. I'm going to put it in my pocket. I'm going to go and put it in and make sure nobody touched that because I accept that thing over my life. See, a lot of us say, I receive that. I receive what you're saying. But see, you receiving is going one end out the other. It's going halfway in there, but it's not. But if you accept something over your life, hold it up, hey, it is done. It is what it is. Nobody can take that from you. Like right now, talking to you right now on the phone, I accept this phone. This is my phone. And I ain't going to let nobody take this away. So stop saying, you know, I always receive, but accept that. Proverbs 1:10. Listen, accept what I say, and the years of your life will be many. That means everything in your life will prosper. Everything in your life will come to pass. What does the Bible say? It comes by hearing and hearing what? Hearing the word of God. Hearing and listening. Same thing. Listening means to hear and apply it to your life and make it applicable to your life. But hearing means to perceive sound. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Listen, accept what I say. And the years of your life will be many. Come on, somebody. Come on. This is what God is saying to us, to the church today. Jesus said, he said, and this is where it really, cracked you up in the four Gospels. Jesus said, if a person have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. And in the book of Revelation, he said, if a person have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. See, at first he said, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. But in the book of Revelation, he said, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. Meaning everybody, the Oracle say, everybody. The Lord promises yes and amen. The Lord is faithful to all his promises and loving toward everyone he has made. The God we serve does not lie, does not fail, and not the Son of Man repent. If he said it, I'm telling you, it's going to fulfill the purpose which it was set. So if he said it over your life, if he said it in the word of Revelation, it is so. It ain't nothing nobody can do about it. I want you from this day forth to say to yourself, self, you are walking in the promises of God. So every promise in this word applies to your life. And self, don't you believe another lie, and don't you believe nothing else that the devil say over your life in Jesus' name. And watch yourself grow. Watch yourself prosper. I want you to eat enough of that word, see. I want you to put that word down in Matthew 4 and Luke 4. What did Jesus tell the devil? Man cannot live off bread alone, but live off every word that proceeds out the mouth of the living God, of the living God. And the living God said, listen, accept what I say, and the years of your life may be many. What more do you need? We can't live off bread. And also said, Apostle Paul says, the kingdom of heaven is not meat, eat, or drink, but it's peace, love, righteous living in the Holy Ghost, meaning food ain't going to do it, cuckoo. Food ain't going to do it for you. Food ain't going to do it for you, boo-boo. Food ain't going to do it for you, soo-soo. It's not. And I'm just saying those words, I hear people say, that's not going to happen for you, baby. But the word of God is going to heal you, deliver, and set you free. You listen to a woman right now, voice, who had cancer, who they gave me 90 days to live. Do you hear what I'm saying? 90 days, they. You hear what I'm saying? They. The enemy used Jesus is trying to make me think I was going to live this well at 26 years old, but I let that devil know he's a liar and a defeated foe. Then I'm going to live. And I told the Lord, if he spared my life, then I'm going to serve him all my days. I'm going to tell everybody all the wonderful things that he has done for me. I'm going to let everybody know he's grateful. I'm going to let everybody know he's faithful. I'm going to let everybody know he's a healer. He's a deliverer. He's a provider. He's a protector. He's a way maker. He's a father. He's a mother. He's a teacher. He's your best friend. He's a protector. He's a shield. He's a buckler. He's whatever you need him to be, and whatever you want him to be, whatever you need him to be. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, in this season of your life, you better trust God like your life depending on it. You better seek his face like you ain't got nothing else to do. I'm telling you, you need to eat the word, drink the word, and live the word, walk the word, talk the word, shout the word, look like the word. You were created in his image. You were created to make his praise glory. So when you look in the mirror, all you need to see is the image of God. Okay. If you ever see the image of God in your eyes, then you need to lay on your face. You need to pray. You need to minister. You shouldn't just see the reflection of yourself, but you should see the reflection of God on your life. Hey. I'm telling you, this thing is real. Serving God is the truth. And it's the only way you can survive. It's the only way you can get joy. It's the only way you can get peace. It's the only way you can do all the things in your life. When I read Philippians 4:13, the last verse, the first four, 11 to 13, first I said I could do all things in Christ, which said this to me. It didn't mean you could do it on your own. The only way you can do all things, unless you got God in your life. Unless you got God in your life. without him, you can't make it. I'm sorry. Been there, come back, did not work. It's not going to happen. But with God in your life, you can be successful. When God in your life, when man say no, he'll give you a favor, divine favor. That's what I call it. I call it the fog, F-O-G, favor of God, yes. And I also call it GPS, God prosperity system, yes. He'll put that all in your life. Yeah, y'all can use that, F-O-G, write it down. Write down the fog, favor of God. Write down GPS, God prosperity system, yes. Yes, that's what he got on your life. I call this season faith, favor, and finances. Yes, we're walking in that. Enjoy that. Eat that. That's why it's called Iron Royalty Show, because you are royalty. You are a king. You are a queen with riches, sitting in the heavenly places, walking in greatness. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You were called to make his praise glorious. Yes, you were created in his image. Yes, he's your father, and he's the king of kings and lord of lords. So what that makes you, baby? Psalm 86 says you are God. Don't mean you are God, but you're created in his image. So that means you are like the image of a God, because you are serving the master, the one and true God. You're not a God, but if you are a son, that means you are joining us through the inheritance. Hold on, Robosa. Know who you are. A lot of people suffer of lack of identity, and God is ready to bring you forth to know your identity, to know who you are, to know what you are. I told you like a couple of weeks ago, I told you to ask God these questions. Who am I, and why am I here? What am I called to do, and what you want me to do? Because not my will, but your will be done in me. That's what Jesus said in the Garden of Gethsemane. Not my will, Lord, but your will be done in me. He could have said, Lord, look, my will and whatever you want to do, it is what it is, but I'm going to do what I want to do. But he didn't do that because he trusted God. And this is like, trust him. He will work everything out for you. He will work everything out for you. He will make ways out of no ways. I'm telling you, you are talking to a woman that was a teenage mom. I got pregnant at 14 years old. And I had my daughter at 15. And I'm telling you, everybody told me I'd never make it. I would never be nothing. Put like this. They basically just call me a nothing and a nobody. But God. Do you hear this? But G-O-D. But God. But God. Made every word that ever came out of the devil's mouth a lie. Because he had made me who I am today. I never thought in a million years I'd be sitting on the air talking to people about God? No. I never thought that I would be the one that I am today. I never ever thought in all my life that I'd be doing these great things that God has called me to do. I never thought in all my life I've been and wrote a book and had websites and radio shows and television production and Black Essence Awards. I would have never thought that. But God done this. I'm telling you, he is the one and only, the one and only, the everlasting, the beginning and the end. He's the author and the finisher of your faith, but you got to trust him to do it. He knows how to write the story of your life. He writes the beginning and he writes the end. He's the head author, baby. He's the best author in the world, who wrote the best book in the world. I'm telling you, he is the CEO. He is the top notch. He is a big boy in charge, baby. He runs everything. Your life is not your own, but it is God. Hallelujah. I want to read another scripture to you that the Lord has given me. And I'm telling you, in our lives right now, he is just taking us to places that we just have to just, like, seek him. I mean, seek him like never before. Seek him like you know, just like, wow. I mean, just seek him. I can't get the words out of my mouth because it's just so funny how he has been telling me just to seek me, seek me. He's a rewarder of those that do seek him. I want to read one of my favorite scriptures to you in Psalms 1:3. And it says, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth his fruit in his season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Let me read that to you again. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth his fruit in all seasons, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. That means this is your season. Stop letting the devil tell you it ain't your season, because you can read it yourself, Psalms 1:3. This is your season. It bears fruit in all seasons. When it's rain, summer, fall, it's your time now to do what God called you to do. But let him lead you. Don't lead yourself. Tell flesh to sit down and spirit rise up. Tell flesh, sometimes I say self, you's a liar. Somebody said devil, you're a liar. I say self, you're a liar. Sit down. You ain't got no place and no authority to do nothing but spirit rise up and come forth. Ask God to hide me behind the cross and decrease 100% of the shiner out, but increase the spirit in. Because I'm telling you, The flesh will jack you up, but the spirit will lead you and guide you into all truth. I'm telling you, this is a season now for you to know your identity. It's a lot of people in this world walking around false identities. Jesus said that my sheep know my voice, and when the stranger comes, they will not follow. Well, listen to his voice. Listen to that voice that talks to you. Listen to that small, still voice. Listen to that voice that tells you, I'm here. Come to me. I need to talk to you. Worship me. Praise me. Study with me. Lay before me. Cut the TV off. Cut the phone off. Don't go left, but go right. Don't go back. Go forward. Listen to that voice. That voice will never lead you wrong. That voice will never hurt you. But if you not listen to that voice, if you don't listen to it, you're going to be hurt. You're going to be in pain. And you're going to wish you had not. But if you listen to that voice, I don't know, Bosa. If you listen to that voice, you're going to know who he is. You're going to know that he is the head of your life and the love of your soul. You remember in the book of Exodus 3:14-15, he told Moses, I am who I am. Why do you think he told Moses that? Because he let them know that I'm here. I am whatever you need me to be. If you need me to talk through your mouth, I'll make your stubborn tongue begin to speak. If you need me to guide you, I'll guide you, because I'll be a pillar of fire by night. I will be that. Whatever you need me to be. Whatever you need me to be. Whatever you want me to be. If you need me to be your Jehovah Nisi, I'm that. I'm your banner. I'm your protector. If you need me to be your Jehovah Roha, I'm your shepherd, you shall not want. If you need me to be your Jehovah Rapha, I am your healer and your deliverer. If you need me to be your Jehovah Jireh, I'm your provider that takes care of you and give you a ram in the bush. But whatever you need me to be, I am who I am. And that's what he's saying to you on today. I want you to ask God on today, who am I and why am I here? And whenever you hear him say who you are and why you're here, don't push it away. But you remember what the scripture just said? It says, listen, accept what I say, and the years of your life will be many. You got to listen to what he's saying. You got to hear the voice of the Lord speaking to you. Because when the voice of the Lord speaks to you, it leads you and guides you. He will never hurt you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. I just want you to know, like right now, that you are a king and you are a queen with riches. You sit in heavenly places. You walk in your greatness. You could need to be found in your seated position in God and walking in your destiny. That from this day forth, and this hour forth, you move forward and you won't be stopped. Because there's something in your future, and it looks much better than it looks right now. You women, be one of the tame world, Proverbs 11:16, read that. Anything you want in this season, you take, and you don't restrain yourself from any joy, because Deuteronomy 8:18 said God gives you the ability to attain wealth. It's a good thing to receive wealth from God, but a good thing to enjoy it too. Enjoy your work, accept your lot in life, it is a deed to get from God. You may throw the dice, but the Lord determines how they fall, and if you commit your work to the Lord, all your plans will succeed and prosper. So I want you to know that God loves you. Now, the day don't go by, he don't think about you. He said in Jeremiah 1, I knew thee. I formed you in your mother's womb, and I called you a prophet to the nation. That means, let me tell you something. When you was getting formed in your mother's womb, he knew was you going to be a woman or a man. He knew your name. He knew your style. He knew what you're going to be about. He knows everything. He called you who you are. So if your name right now is Victory, he called you Victory because that's what's on your life. Your name is Destiny. He called you Destiny because it's your name in your life. If he called you John, that's because that's the purpose that's on your life to carry. If he called you Timothy, that's your name on your life. If he called you Paul, that's your name on your life. Your name is Sarah, Sarah. That means you're a princess, you're a queen, baby. That's the name of your life. He called you Ruth, that means a Boaz is coming your way. That's your name on your life. He called you Michael, that means you're a warrior, baby. And you finna go out there with the devil, and you're going to win every battle because that's what's on your life. My middle name is Malachi, and Malachi means the Lord's messenger, and to speak the word of the Lord. Why? Because it was on our life. Know who you are. Know what you are. Don't let nobody label you, but you need to ask God who you are and why you're here. But I'm here to tell you on today, and I'm making a commission to you, that you are royalty. Wherever you get through, you are royalty. If the Bible says that a royal priesthood, chosen generation, peculiar people, you are royalty, baby. And don't let nobody tell you that you're not. Don't let nobody tell you you can't make it. You tell them there's a liar, the devil's a liar, and it's a defeated foe, and keep on moving and do it. Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7 that started is not the issue. Finishing is better than when it starts. So whatever God has put in your spirit, or whatever he has told you to do, whatever your vision and dreams is, you write it, write the vision down and make it plain. Without a vision, the people perish. Write it down, make it plain, and get started, and go and finish that thing. So you can accomplish that. The next episode, next episode, next episode, next episode. If God tell you right now to open up a clothing store, and it don't boom in a couple of months, don't get mad and say, God ain't told you that the devil's a liar. It's a processing time. But as long as you accomplish it and you finished it, it is what it is. It's done. You have done. The Lord can say, well, good, thy faithful servant, because you have done it. I told you to open the clothing store, and you've done that. You can't go by what it looks like and what it sounds like. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is a substance of things hoped for and evidence of things yet seen. What is faith? Another word for confidence, trust, knowing. Knowing. Yes, you should know that God got your back. You should know if he told you to do it, it's going to come to pass. You should know if he said you're going to prosper, you're going to be prosperous. The Bible says, 2 Chronicles 20:20, have faith in the Lord God and you will be upheld. Have faith in his prophets and you'll be successful and you will prosper. Meaning that the woman of God that you listen to right now is telling you all these things, and if you apply this to your life, you will be prosperous. How do I know? Because I listen to God and I listen to a man and woman of God. And that's how come I'm before you right now today, alive and well with no cancer, healed, delivered, and set free, able to speak life into you. But I want to let you know on today that I prophesy over your life. I prophesy to every dry bone in your life. What's a dry bone? Anything in your life that look like it's not going to live. If your life look like it's old and it's not going to come to pass, that's a dry bone. I prophesy to every dry bone just like Ezekiel. I prophesy to it and tell it to live in the name of Jesus. I prophesy to the east wind, the west wind, the north wind, the south wind, that the east will bring healing and deliverance, that the west wind will bring prosperity and finance and success, that the north wind will bring deliverance, and that that the south wind will bring the true ministry and the manifestation and the call of glory of God over your life. In the name of Jesus, you will live. You will live in your excellence. You will walk in your prosperity. You will walk in your success. And you will walk in total victory, flawless victory that God has given you. Don't have your head down another day, but have your head up, knowing who you are. Look up to the hills, which come in all of your help. Your help comes from the Lord that made the heaven and earth. The one who watches over you never sleeps. The one indeed watches never sleeps. The Lord stands beside you, your protective shade. The sun cannot hurt you by day, nor the moon at night. But the Lord preserves your life, and he keeps watches over you as you come and go both now and forevermore. Amen. That's Psalm 21. Read it for yourself. Know that you are. His child. Same way you parents out there listening and you care for your children and you try your best to give them good things, how much money did your father give you if you just ask them? Jesus said it. Already. If you ask your parents to give your kids good gifts, how much money did your father give you if you just ask them? Don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow, guys, don't worry about tomorrow. Worry about today. I say this. I say yesterday is a cancel check. Tomorrow is a promissory note. But worry about the deposit of the cash on today and watch God do it in your life. How many of you out there looking for a supernatural miracle? How many of you out there looking for God to do something? You've been waiting years and years and months and days and weeks and hours for God to do something great in your life. How many of you out there just hoping and waiting for God to do something so great in your life? You're just waiting right now for God to do something great in your life. Well, I'm telling you here today, if you want God to do something in your life, you open up your mouth and you speak to everyone in your life. I'm telling you, I don't care if you got to run around the house and say, heal, heal. Money, boom, boom. Ask my niece, ask my kids when I do that in my house. And I watch God bring things that I ask them in my life. I'm telling you, in this season, you better open up your mouth. I'm telling you, it's the old saying that's in the streets. Close mouth, don't get fed. You better open up your mouth and tell God what you want. Tell God what you need. Tell God what you desire to do. If you want to be healed, tell God. You was wounded for my transgression, God. You was bruised for my iniquities. And the chest down the peace upon you. And by your stripes, I am healed. See, he said, Lord, we're never trying to avoid. So you begin to speak that thing into the atmosphere. He goes, hold up. That's my daughter. That's my son. I got to honor my word. I got to do it because it came boldly to the throne of grace, just like I told her. Because you know what the word says in Proverbs 4:10. I just read that to you. Listen. Accept what I say, and the years of your life be many. You got to listen to the word of God. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. So you listen to what God said in your life. He will do great things in your life and no good things as he will told for you. Because he's the Lord God, the sun and the shield. He bestows favor and honor on you, and no good thing does he will offer you. Because if you delight yourself in your Lord, he will give you desires of your heart. And in a family, you will have more than enough. sinner. And when you're young and when you're old, you will never see the righteous forsaken, nor they feed begging bread. But you got to trust them. How much do you trust them? We all say, I love you, Lord. We all say, Lord, I want to do this. Lord, I'm going to do that. But if we really love him, do we keep his commandments? If we really love him, do we just obey the decrees and the decrees? If we really love him, do we trust his word enough over our life? Do we speak his word over his life? The Bible says in Joshua 1 and 8, and it says in Psalms 1, it says meditate on the word day and night. And when you do, you'll be successful in God in all that you do. Be strong and courageous. You know what strong means? It means hold on to the word of God. I don't care if a wave comes, a storm comes, you're going to hold on. You're going to hold on that. If you fall down, you're going to get up, baby, and you're going to move forward, and you're going to wave that thing out, because that's a strong man. Courageous means you got courage. You're going to tell the devil, get behind these saints. Don't you tempt the Lord by God. You can't touch me, because I'm on, and I'm strong enough to beat you, because you don't beat me up enough. Sometimes we got to talk back to the devil like that, because that's the only way you're going to get what you need to get. The Bible says the kingdom suffer violence, and the violence take it by force. Anything we want this season, we take. We do not strain ourselves for any joy. Something just ain't going to be given to you. I'm sorry. It is what it is. That's why the Lord told Joshua and Joshua said, jump up out of your ambush and go take possession of the land that the Lord God has given you full with milk and honey. That's why in the 1 Samuel 30, the Lord said, shall I pursue? And the Lord said, you shall pursue and you shall recover it all. Why? Because he had to go take it. He wasn't going to get his wife and kid back. He was just sitting down whining. He had to seek God, trust God, and he got the victory. You got to trust God in your life like your life depended on it. You got to trust God, and it's the last thing you do. You got to trust God to make you do all things that Christ has seen to him. You got to know that you know that you know that he is God. You remember in 1 Kings 18? When the prophet Elijah began to tell Ahab them to call on Baal, and if Baal, the fight come down, Baal is God, and if the Lord is falling on fire, he is God. So they kept calling on Baal, cutting themselves back to stupid and crazy, and then Elijah was making fun of them, and then Elijah prayed to the Lord, and fire came down from heaven, and what did all the Baal worshiping and the demonic people say? The Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. That's what you got to do in your life. You got to know that the Lord, he is God, and he's everything. He sees everything. He knows everything. He don't never sleep or slumber. It ain't a minute or a day that don't go by. He don't see you. And Psalms 139, David broke that thing down real good. And what did he say? He said, in the darkest night you see me. On the darkest night you see me. If I go to the earth, you're there. If I go to the grave, you're there. Everywhere I'm at, Lord, you are there. Because he sees everything. So you might as well just go ahead and just trust him there. I mean, what else you got to lose? You done everything else, and I know it ain't work for you. I know it ain't work for me. It didn't mean me nothing. Actually, normal made me lose my mind. It actually tried to kill me. It actually made me try to kill myself because it was so jacked up and messed up, tangled up, and all round up. I'm telling you, you better know God for yourself. You better have a personal relationship with God for yourself. Because you remember what he said in Matthew 25 when he tell all y'all to get to the left side. He tell everybody to get to the left. Well, Lord, what I'm doing on the left? Well, I never knew you. Well, Lord, I lay hands on the sick. I raise the dead. I cast out demons. I've done great things in your name. Yeah, you did. But depart from me, you work iniquity, because I never knew you. And why he means that is, I don't have no relationship with you. Yeah, on Sunday and Saturday when you at church, yeah, you call on my name and I answer because I got out of my word. But you don't be there with me 7 days a week. You don't talk to me. You don't read my word. You don't worship me. You don't praise me. You don't meditate about me. You don't lay hands on a sick. You don't really do nothing. You just do it for show because you honor me with your lips. But your heart is far from me, because when you had that girlfriend, you was loving her. When you had that boyfriend, you was loving him. When you had those kids, you was loving that. You was loving your job, you was loving your money, you was loving the fame and the fortune. But you really didn't love me. You gave them more time than you love me. Because remember, I told you in Exodus 20, I told you during my 5 that I'm a judge God. And I don't want you to put no other God before me. But you did it anyway. You think you're going to go to my heaven? No, depart from me. You work of iniquity, I never knew you. Now you go in a flaming furnace, fire, burning with salt and brimstone. And there you go. So I'm trying to tell you now, because I am the messenger. I'm going to say what God tell me to say, and I'm going to do whatever you tell me to do. And y'all just need to know God for yourself. That's all he wants you to do. Remember, the word says, listen, accept what I say, and the years of your life will be many. Proverbs 1:10, 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name. Now, what do you think he meant by that? my people, his people, his children, the saints, the Christians, whatever you want to call yourself, the kingdom builders. If my people called by my name will humble themselves, pray, turn from their wicked ways, then they will hear from heaven, and then I can heal their land. That means if you turn your wicked ways, God can heal everything in your life, your finances, your mind, your soul, your heart, whatever it is, your money, your kids, your relationships, whatever it is. If you turn your wicked ways and repent and you pray and you seek his face, he can heal everything. It's so simple. I put on anybody want to know more about it, go to http://inaruby.ning.com. I studied that thing on today, and I'm telling you, I never saw it like that. So if you want to know more about it, http://IamARuby11.ning.com. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, he is awesome. He is the Lord who handles and controls everything. Do you not know the earth is the Lord and the fullness of thereof, and he got the earth in the palm of his hand? The Bible says that we are like grasshoppers here. You know what we do when we see grasshoppers? We step on them. We squish them, and they're gone. Do you not know any given time he can just breathe in one breath and it's over for us? But he said in 2 Peter 3 that he's given us time to repent because he all wants us to go to heaven with him because that's what he really made it for. He didn't really make hell for us. He made hell for the devil. Read Revelation. A lot of people scared of reading Revelation, but I love Revelation. I'm telling you, I'm actually studying that right now. Revelation is the truth. It teaches about what we're living in right now. Actually, if you really want to go deeper with Revelation, you should read the whole book of Daniel and then cross-reference with Revelation. You will see Daniel and John see the same thing. Come on, somebody. I mean, you got to study that word. The Bible says study to show thyself approval. If you ain't studying, you can't show yourself approval or nothing. I mean, how would you really know something? Do you not know in Matthew 4 and Luke 4 the devil threw the word of God to Jesus, and Jesus had to come back with a stronger word of God? If you don't know that word, the devil will whoop your tail with it, and you'll be so lost, and you'll be believing any old thing, and you wouldn't know nothing. You have no power and authority. Notice in the book of Acts, the demon said, Jesus, I know, Paul, I know, but who are you? I mean, they didn't even know who they was because they didn't have no true relationship with God. But when Paul came on the scene, he told the woman, come out of her. Bam, the demon left, screaming and hollering because they knew. So y'all have to get a relationship with God. I'm telling you, God shifted things to another level. But I just want you to know that we are walking Ephesians 3 at 20 in our life. And that means now unto him who is able, who is him, the Lord God. Him means whatever you want him to be, remember. Exodus 3:14-15. Now unto him who is able to do the exceedingly, super fast, abundantly, more than enough, more than you ever can imagine, above all, us, above all, we can act or think according to the power that's working in us. That means you got the power. Work it. Stop not working it. Stop not using it. Stop sitting on it. Stop just letting it go to the devil. It's not made for him. It's made for you to help others. Your testimony will help someone else's life. Your testimony will raise somebody up into the kingdom of God. Your testimony will change lives and change atmosphere because we are atmosphere changers. We have been called by God to change atmosphere. We have the power to create a climate condition that is conducive of the word of God to flow freely, for praise to flow freely, and the anointing to flow freely. We have the power in us to draw into our spaces backsliders, unbelievers, men and women that have no hope and being drawn into our climate. Open up your mouth. And change the atmosphere. Why do you doubt yourself? Matthew 10:8 says you are able to lay hands on the sick, raise the dead, cast out demons, cure all those sickness diseases. Mark 16 says that you can handle serpents and snakes and drink anything poison. It can't hurt you. And if you lay hands on the sick, they shall be recovered. Why do you doubt yourself? Such a little faith, Jesus said. Why do you doubt me? Trust and know who you are in God. Get yourself some identity and pick it up. Take up your mat and rise up and walk. Walk this thing out. This is a season to walk it out, walk it out, walk it out. We listen to R&B song, walk it out, I bet you have walked it out. Yeah, guilty, we walked it out. So what we need to do is to know who we are in God. Amen? And let's get this kingdom business together and get all this inheritance and get this richest royalty in rubies. We're royalty. I am a royalty. I don't know about y'all, but that's this show called I Am Royalty. And I'm going to get my riches, my rubies, my righteousness, everything, the rain, everything that God has for me, I'm going to get it. And I'm going to get it this season. Next season, I ain't got time to worry about this season. All I see, you got a call in the air, and I'm sorry, but I was just going into the place that God has me, and I feel out of your comments. I'm calling you on the air. I want you to announce yourself and say who you are and where you're calling from. Hallelujah.
I am Miss Mary Bobby Smith, calling from Benton Harbor, Michigan.
Praise the Lord. That's my sister, Missionary Bobby, everyone.
Praise the Lord, everyone.
Praise the Lord. Did you hear most of the show?
Well, I actually just beeped in. I caught some of your message. It was sounding real good. Speaking what you want.
Having
a vision. It also says where there's no vision, the people perish. So you gotta have a vision.
Amen.
But once you have that vision in place, you gotta speak that thing. See it
Amen.
And speak it.
Yes, I just said that too. So that's confirmation, everyone. And you know she wasn't even on the air. So I'm telling you, everyone, God is just so awesome. And I just love him for who he is and what he is in our lives. I'm actually, the show is actually about to cut off. So, everyone, I'll see you next week. I'm your host, Avanti Shana Wiley. Love you all. I want you to know to stay blessed and speak that thing and get your identity this week. I love you all. God bless you all. Agape!